Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. Scott Harris with MagneticRE.com. What is a secret you can share with our listeners?
It's so simple and it's so hard. Can you just be with your client? Can you actually sit there and not be distracted by your phone and not be thinking about the next appointment? Can you just sit with them and actually listen with no agenda? Can you do that? You will be huge. And the other secret, I think, is a little bit more actionable. Like, sitting there is like a really hard thing. It sounds easy. The other is just, why don't you decide that you're just going to help them however they need help? Open your Rolodex. I want to be of service to you. That's what's built my whole business. I just want to help people. I help one guy land his biggest client. I help somebody else, you know, like a credit rating guy, like I'll constantly help people get jobs, whatever it is. You put those deposits in the bank of the universe and they come back with interest.
Karma. Love
Karma. Karma is undefeated. Karma is undefeated.
I agree. So Greg Weir with GregWeir.com. What's a secret you can share with our audience?
Always be available in our business to this day. Again, we pay people a considerable amount of money, usually 100% more than industry average. I do that because, first of all, I want them to be financially secure, but to always be available. I want you on call 24/7. No one's calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning, but if your house is broken into, you need to get hold of your sales guy or your tech or whoever, then answer that phone call. So I always say, it's not so much a secret, it's just we're wide open about it, is just take care of the customer. And you do that by being always available. We tell people we're always available. Our phones are always on. And That's a fact. It's been that way since the beginning of the time with me.
No wonder you're successful. Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law, patents, trademarks, copyrights. What's your secret?
I think one secret is we deal with a lot of clients who have products and inventions. You have to understand what is the leverage, the business leverage that your product or service offers. So what advantage do they get by hiring you? And that advantage should exceed what they're paying for it. And if you can build that model, and if you have that concept in your business, you'll be successful because people will see the value of what you're offering.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios. And my secret is going to be always read the fine print. But you don't actually have to read the fine print. What you can do is you can put the contract through ChatGPT or Perplexity or Google Gemini and say, tell me the fine print. And the reason I bring this up, I'm not sure if everybody knows about this, but we use this program called CapCut for editing video. Now they've changed their terms of service. I'm like, I checked the little box. I'm like, oh, okay, you changed your terms of service. No, I had Gemini spell it out for me. You retain, of course, the copyright to your work. But they have an unlimited license forever to do whatever they want with it, to use it in third-party marketing, etc. And I'm like, we are never putting anything on CapCut again. We'll use Descript to edit instead. So
basically, if you edit a video of your kid's birthday party, they have rights to that, and they can use it whenever they want, however they want, for the rest of time.
If we put this on there, they could take Scott's face and use it somewhere for their advertising or however they want.
It's a good face, baby.
I know it is. It's a great face. But do you want it? Like?
No, of course not.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, they could take your face and use it as a model for who knows what, right?
Right.
And you've given them an unlimited license to your content forever. So read the fine print, but actually have Gemini or somebody do it for you.
Well, that's all this week. Thanks for listening.